Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, has just stepped to the podium. He is speaking for the first time about the search of President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Let's listen to Attorney General Garland.
Requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you. Thank you all for your questions, but as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
The Attorney General is walking away from the podium. He is not taking questions from a very frustrated and disappointed press. The one item, perhaps most substantive item in what he had to say, was that he declared for the first time that in contrast to what many, many people have reported or rumored or accused, he did personally approve the search of President Trump's home on Monday night. There is more and more information coming out about it. There is a report in Newsweek, which has been questioned, at least to some extent. They have an unidentified source. Part of what they revealed in Newsweek is that the search and apparently the entire investigation, which is, it is now being reported by many sources, a grand jury investigation. In other words, it is being reported that that the search was in part to gather information for a grand jury, and a grand jury not about the January 6th riots, but a grand jury about the violation apparent violation. It's not even potential. It's the apparent violation of the Presidential Records Act. And meanwhile, is the country really on the verge of civil war? There are more and more serious observers who say so. We're going to be speaking to Barbara Walter, who is a author of a book on how civil wars start. Do we have that situation here in the United States? There's a scenario by Dominic Stanford, a British writer, who basically tries to analogize this to the beginning of the first American Civil War, or at least an episode that helped to precipitate it. It's Dominic Sandbrook, and that is fascinating and provocative. We're also going to be speaking to John Yu, law professor at the University of California, Berkeley, former member of the Bush administration. He has been a strong defender of President Trump in many, many instances. He is basically talking about four possibilities here that must be taken into account when people look at this this controversy, huge controversy, about the search of President Trump's home. How huge is that controversy? Well, there's already, if you will, the first shots of the Civil War, shots taken from an AR-15, an individual who is armed with an AR-15 and a nail gun. Well, here's the story as it's come down, and apparently it's still pending. Authorities say the man who tried to break into an FBI field office in Cincinnati was driven away. He wasn't able to break into the field office. Fortunately, he was armed. He is wearing body armor and was pursued and may still be pursued by people in Cincinnati. Here is what the police update most recently had to say. This is clip 10.
A gunfire was exchanged between officers on scene and the suspect. At this time, no officers have been injured as a result of this. The scene is still active, and there is still an active standoff situation occurring at this time. So we will be back with further details in a little while, just to keep you all updated as to what's transpiring here.
Okay, the New York Times reporting law enforcement officers are engaged in an active standoff situation with a suspect who authorities say attempted to breach the FBI's field office in Cincinnati on Thursday. A lockdown remains in effect for a one-mile radius around the intersection of Smith Road and Center Road. An armed male tried to enter the FBI office this morning around 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Nathan Dennis, a spokesman for the Ohio State Highway Patrol, said in a news conference, the suspect was unsuccessful and fled the area. An Ohio State trooper spotted the suspect's vehicle at a northbound rest stop along the interstate about 20 minutes from after the attempted breach, and he tried to initiate a traffic stop before the suspect fled. That's the Ohio State trooper tried to initiate the traffic stop. The suspect vehicle did fire shots during that pursuit, Dennis said. The suspect then exited onto State Route 73 and traveled east to Smith Road, where he headed north before eventually coming to a stop. Gunfire was exchanged between officers on scene and the suspect, adding the situation remains contained to a specific area and there is no risk to the public outside of that area. No officers had been injured. The officials declined to answer questions about whether the suspect had been positively identified or injured in the standoff with the authorities. The FBI confirmed the incident in a statement saying it had an armed subject attempt to breach the facility's visitor screening facility. Okay, we will bring you the very latest on that and the very latest on Trump's Fifth Amendment pleas yesterday, 440 of them, and much, much more on a busy day on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved show, just minutes ago, this bulletin from Ohio, Dateline Wilmington, Ohio, when Rob Thompson left to run errands shortly after 10 a.m., he was greeted at the end of his driveway by a speeding white Crown Victoria being pursued by several police officers. I thought, since we are by the interstate, that they were just chasing a speeder, said Mr. Thompson, who said his family has owned and farmed 4,000 acres near Wilmington, Ohio, for three generations. The apparently the gunman is now in that farmland. He is hiding in farmland after a chase with the police. The police describe the gunman as contained, but not yet apprehended. And again, he tried to enter an FBI office. He has not been identified. We will keep you posted on that. Look, do you think it's possible that his decision to try to come into an FBI office in body armor with a nail gun and an AR-15 and then to exchange shots with officers, do you think that any of that targeting maybe had something to do with the national hysteria? And I think it is hysteria and can be defined that way, about the search at President Trump's home, the warranted search, the following legal procedures search. That doesn't mean it was a good idea. I think that virtually everyone who is saying that it's an idea that backfired is correct. It should have at all costs been avoided, particularly given the heat of this political season and the fact that we're in the midst of it. Was it impossible for some reason to actually avoid it, to do take another strategy, as many attorneys have suggested? Why not try to go with a subpoena? In his brief comments today, the attorney general seemed to suggest that they did have reasons, but that they are not disclosing them right now because it is a complicated legal process. They are petitioning the court now for the unsealing of the search warrant, so perhaps that might answer some questions. There's a Newsweek piece by William Arkin, and the piece bears the headline, "An Informer Told the FBI What Docs Trump Was Hiding and Where." The raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source, one who was able to identify what classified documents former President Trump was still hiding, and even the location of those documents, two senior government officials told Newsweek. Now, if that is true, that's a whole different questionable decision. In other words, if they had placed, identified, relied on a spy inside the Trump operation, particularly when President Trump is a likely candidate for president, is that appropriate for the FBI? I mean, again, it all depends on the level of crime they're looking at. If you're looking at someone who is planning a riot or a murder or something like that, well, of course, you have to do what you can to save life. But when the suspected crime is unauthorized possession of documents, even highly secret documents, the idea that you would be working with a confidential informant to the FBI in the midst of one of the most prominent political operations in the United States right now, it's very dubious. The officials who spoke to Newsweek apparently have direct knowledge of the FBI's deliberations and were granted anonymity in order to discuss sensitive matters. They said the raid of Donald Trump's Florida residence was deliberately timed to occur when the former president was away. What they said apparently is that the FBI assumed that with Trump away in New York, the chances of making a big international scene, which they did not want, about search of Trump's residence and his private club, that all of that would be less of a cause célèbre if Trump weren't there. Well, it didn't work. The FBI decision makers in Washington and Miami thought that denying the former president a photo opportunity or a platform from which to grandstand or to attempt to thwart the search, in other words, to resist, and which probably would have led to his arrest. Could that have happened if Trump had been there in person? unlikely, but certainly conceivable. They thought that with Trump not there, that would lower the profile of the event, says one of the sources, a senior Justice Department official who's a 30-year veteran of the FBI. And that, by the way, I think is one of the most important reasons that Attorney General Garland spoke today. He was defending the FBI from all of the nonsense that has been spewed out about the Bureau. Newt Gingrich, who I greatly admire and I've known for years, and we've had friendly relations with Newt for years and years and years, Newt Gingrich suggested the FBI might have planted evidence on something of this nature. And again, attacking Christopher Wray, who has been speaking for himself, who was appointed by President Trump, and who really has a remarkable record of public service, including in law enforcement, and people in the FBI, can we remember, put their lives at risk very regularly. Newsweek reports the effort to keep the raid low-key failed. Instead, it prompted a furious response from GOP leaders and Trump supporters. What a spectacular backfire, says the unnamed Justice Department official. This is a description, they say, of what happened based upon, in part, that inside source. On Monday at about 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, two dozen FBI agents and technicians showed up at Donald Trump's Florida home to execute a search warrant to obtain any government-owned documents that might still be in the possession of Trump, but are required to be delivered to the National Archives under the provisions of the 1978 Presidential Records Act. In response to the Hillary Clinton email scandal, Trump himself has signed another 2018 law that made it a felony to remove and retain classified documents. So by his own law, this would be a felony? Is that why they had to move so quickly? We will get to that and more with the very latest as it develops on the gunman in Cincinnati, his motives, identity, as that becomes known. All coming up on the MedVed Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is leading more Americans to tap into their savings to make ends meet. That's according to a survey from New York Life. The life insurance company found 36% of respondents dipped into their savings during the first half of the year as inflation grips the country. The average amount was $617. A scene is still active northeast of Cincinnati after an armed subject attempted to breach an FBI visitor screening facility in the city.
The situation is contained to a certain area. There is a perimeter set up within that area. So nothing outside of that area. Right now, there is no public risk to anything outside of that area.
An Ohio State Patrol official saying gunfire was exchanged during a police pursuit after the suspect's vehicle stopped. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the revelations, and I think it is something of a revelation, in the Newsweek article, based upon conversation with two unnamed government officials, it does suggest that there was an inside source who had given the agents who came to Mar-a-Lago had given them information on not only what it was that Trump still held, but where those documents were kept, so that when the FBI crew arrived at Mar-a-Lago early in the morning on Monday, it is 9 o'clock, it's not that early, but when they came in at 9 o'clock, they knew exactly where to go to grab the papers that were most important to the FBI. This is we're talking now about the Presidential Records Act, and concerns about the illegal possession of classified national defense information are the basis for the search warrant, according to our sources, writes Newsweek. The raid had nothing to do with the January 6th investigation or any other alleged wrongdoing by the former president. That goes against the assumption by Andrew McCarthy on this show, where he talked about his belief that the real target of this investigation could not have been something as relatively trivial as violation of the Presidential Records Act. Now, it's relatively trivial. It's not absolutely trivial. You can go to jail for 3 years. Can you imagine if they actually indicted Trump and they were looking for a jail term of 3 years because he had refused to give back or neglected to give back? And again, there are various sources that are talking about the entire thing may stem from something that was very obvious to anybody who followed the Trump White House. It was sloppy. This was one of the reasons it was sloppy was because they had so many chiefs of staff. They didn't have anybody to, I mean, between Reince Priebus, remember him, and General Kelly, who had a major falling out with the president, and Mick McElvaney, who was the acting chief of staff, and it was one after another. It was a revolving door, and the idea that these sources say that it may be that it was just sloppiness on the part of Trump's aides and his staff work that created this entire problem. But it may also be that there was a deliberate effort to retain or restrain or destroy even some of the documents that they were going after most directly. The in February, archivist David Ferriero, he's the head of the National Archives, testified before Congress that his agency began talking with Trump's people right after they left office, and that the Trump camp had already returned 15 boxes of documents to the National Archives. Ferriero said that in those materials, the archives discovered items, quote, marked as classified national security information, unleashing further inquiries as to whether Trump continued to possess classified material, which he certainly was not allowed to do under the law. According to Justice Department sources, the archives saw things differently, believing that the former White House was stonewalling and continued to possess unauthorized material. Earlier this year, that's 2022, of course, they asked the Justice Department to investigate. Okay, so what we now have is a timeline where we are getting to the beginning of 2022. 6 months ago, approximately, at that point, there was a request from the National Archives, and I don't think anyone disagrees with this. The National Archives requested that they investigate whether or not President Trump was retaining some documents that were supposed to be returned because they belong to the public and because the Presidential Records Act and a revision and a supplement to that bill that had been initiated by President Trump, was passed under President Trump, signed into law by him in 2018, actually made it a felony, which is how you end up going to jail for 3 years if you violate the Presidential Records Act. Doesn't mean you must go to jail for 3 years, but it means that's the maximum sentence. In late April, and this is very recent, the federal grand jury began deliberating whether there was a violation of the Presidential Records Act or whether President Trump unlawfully possessed national security information. Through the grand jury process, the National Archives provided federal prosecutors with copies of the documents received from former President Trump in January 2022. The grand jury concluded there had been a violation of the law, according to the Justice Department source. The key information here, which is stunning, is that there was already a grand jury for the purpose of investigating the violation of the Presidential Records Act. In the past week, the prosecutor in the case and local assistant U.S. attorney went to Florida Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart in West Palm Beach to seek approval for the search of Donald Trump's private residence. The affidavit to obtain the search warrant, the intelligence source says, contained abundant and persuasive detail that Trump continued to possess the relevant records in violation of federal law, and that investigators had sufficient information to prove that those records were located at Mar-a-Lago, including the detail that they were contained in a specific safe in a specific room. The question then becomes, then why did they have to stay for so many hours, almost 10 hours, at Mar-a-Lago from 9 in the morning until 7 at night, which is when they left? In order for the investigators to convince the Florida judge, that's Judge Reinhart, the magistrate judge, to approve such an unprecedented raid, the information had to be solid, which the FBI claimed. So says the intelligence source. According to experts familiar with FBI practice, Judge Reinhart reviewed the prosecutor's evidence and asked numerous questions about the sources and the urgency. The judge signed a search warrant allowing the FBI to look for relevant material, and the FBI then planned the operation, wanting to conduct the raid while Trump was spending time at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. A Secret Service source who spoke on background said that the Secret Service director was given advance warning and was later told the specifics of the raid. Because the Secret Service is still responsible for protecting the former president, his family, and his property, the FBI had to coordinate with the Secret Service to gain access to the grounds. Then this detail, a convoy of unmarked black SUVs and a rider rental truck. Why do they need a rider rental truck? If they're taking 15 more boxes out, or 12 more boxes, depending on who you believe, filled with about 36 FBI special agents and technicians, entered the gates in the early evening. Heavily armed Secret Service agents were also visibly present at the gates. The Palm Beach Police Department was also present at the scene. Were they expecting some kind of shoot-em-up? Speaking of which, we will also get to the very latest, if there is anything, on the Cincinnati shooter and the attack on the FBI. Also, dangers of civil war, real dangers. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about as much as we know, and there have been a number of sources. I think the most interesting one is the Newsweek source, which is allegedly based on senior officials at the Department of Justice, all of whom were involved in the ongoing investigation for a grand jury. And the reason you have a grand jury is if somebody is suspected of a crime. And was the grand jury investigating a potential crime involving the Presidential Records Act? Which I know it sounds like a speeding ticket, but you can't go to jail for 3 years for a speeding ticket. And you can go to jail pretty easily for violation of the Presidential Records Act. And the one of the questions that people ask is that, according to this allegedly insider account, which has already been exposed as wrong in one specific item, which we will get to in just a moment, but they report in Newsweek that some 10 to 15 boxes of documents, there have also been reports that it was 12 boxes of documents, and these are not... If you look at these boxes, these are not little boxes you put on a desktop. These are boxes. I mean, they're heavy, filled with documents. There were 10 to 15 boxes that were removed from the premises at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump, in a statement, said the FBI opened his personal safe as part of their search. Now, how they opened it, there are some reports that the Trump personnel who were present while things were being searched helped get them into the safe. I think if they had blown up the safe or taken some kind of a drill or saw or somehow destroyed it, we would have heard about it. My guess is we would have heard about it, but we will see. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan, who was present during the multi-hour search, in other words, Trump was represented by an attorney who was there the whole time, says the FBI targeted three rooms. Now, that may sound like a lot, but you're talking about Mar-a-Lago, which is a huge facility. I mean, it's been all over TV now. Of course, people are looking at it. It's one of the largest private homes in the country, at least according to most reports. But they were limited to three rooms, one bedroom, one office, and a storage room. And the storage room is apparently where they found the pay dirt. That suggests, says Newsweek, that the FBI knew specifically where to look, which is information they would have gotten from their inside source. The Biden White House says the president was not briefed about the Mar-a-Lago raid and knew nothing about it in advance. Quote, the Justice Department conducts investigations independently and we leave any law enforcement matters to them. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that yesterday afternoon. It would not be appropriate for us to comment on any ongoing investigations. Now, that's certainly true. There's almost nothing Biden can say about this other than, I didn't know about it. I wasn't following it. I didn't authorize it. That's what he said. And that, it turns out, is no one seems to have any basis for contradicting that. If it turns out the president is lying about that, or the White House is lying about that, it would be very bad for the Biden administration, and it would be shameful, because they have been so insistent, so consistent on the idea that Joe Biden was busy with other more important things, I don't know, like preventing the world from blowing up, avoiding nuclear war, avoiding an invasion of Taiwan, trying to get the gas prices to continue going down. They're now saying that gas prices are going to go down another 30, 40 cents per gallon. For the first time in a long time, the average price is now gone below $4. And that's a good thing. Okay. It's more appropriate that the president pay attention to that than to finding these lost classified papers in Mar-a-Lago. The senior Justice Department source says that Garland was regularly briefed on the Records Act investigation and that he knew about the grand jury and what material federal prosecutors were seeking. He insists, though, this is the source, that Garland had no prior knowledge of the date and time of the specific raid, nor was he asked to approve it. I know it's hard for people to believe, the source said, this was a matter for the U.S. Attorney and the FBI. Okay, that's the item of the Newsweek article that's wrong, because either Newsweek is wrong or Merrick Garland is lying directly and flagrantly, which I think is very unlikely in this situation. He just said in his press conference, and we'll listen to that in its some more of it that we may have missed. But in his press conference, the Attorney General said, no, I personally approved this raid. The FBI Director Christopher Wray ultimately gave his go-ahead to conduct the raid. The senior justice official says it really is a case of the Bureau misreading the impact. And by the Bureau, they mean the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And misreading the impact, how? Getting this incredibly negative reaction that has come across. And again, why did they have to do it now? The most coherent explanation I've heard is that there is a regulation now that the FBI, because of what happened in the election of 2016, remember, a lot of people believe that that election was swayed in President Trump's direction, that he benefited from the fact that in October, just a few days before the election, there was an announcement that the FBI was renewing its investigation of Hillary's emails. Why? Because somehow some of those emails had found their way onto Anthony Weiner's feed, his collection of emails. It was on his device. And which is and having anything to do with Anthony Weiner is bad enough. But Anthony Weiner was the husband who shared a device with Hillary's top aide. They are now divorced. Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. And because of that, the FBI felt they had to renew the investigation of Hillary. It turned out they didn't find anything on those new emails they found with Anthony Weiner. However, the announcement by James Comey, the public announcement, which he was obliged to do, had a real impact on the campaign. Because, again, part of the entire attack on Hillary Clinton, which was very effective by Donald Trump and by Republicans for years, was she was so much a creature of Washington, D.C., and she was involved in corruption and wrongdoing and prevarication. Okay, speaking about prevarication, lies, what exactly is the purpose of taking the Fifth Amendment 440 times? And apparently it was really boring that when he would be asked a question, sometimes long questions, President Trump would just respond, same answer. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may incriminate me. There is some commentary on that by Alan Dershowitz, who has been one of the president's most stalwart defenders in his impeachment proceedings. That is not this, what the president's being investigated about in New York. And that is one of the depressing things that we're coming into, is that this election season, like it or not, is going to be characterized by a lot of legal actions, investigations, charges and countercharges going on both sides. And really, the American people deserve something better, which is why I am hoping that people will be running for president, will be nominated for president, who aren't named Biden and who aren't named Trump. The law right now, the rule right now, is that to avoid a Hillary Clinton repeat, the FBI is not supposed to make any major disclosures or any adverse political consequences action within 90 days of an election. They had basically scheduled this search, the raid, 92 days before the election. So they were getting it in just in time. Well, guess what? It didn't work. There is still an impact. And what that impact is, we'll talk about in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.